Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
NFL Picks Podcast Week. Is it week 9 already?
I can't believe it's already week 9. Where does the time go?
I hate that, but I do get a little nervous once we hit week 8, we hit week 9, we hit week 10, especially in the NFL season and then college football, because it's just getting closer to the season being over.
Well, at least this next year we've got the XFL in the spring.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. We have the XFL. Thank you. Tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, 7:20 p.m. kickoff. The Arizona Cardinals, they host the San Francisco 49ers. The Cardinals, 10-point dogs in this game. I've already placed a wager for $100. You could find that on the Action Network. You could follow me at RyanHorvath24. I'm going Arizona Cardinals to cover the 10, but I did that thing where I bought a half a point. 10.5, I got it.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals to cover.
Nice.
Maybe in like the 9-10 range.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Niners will win.
Right.
I guess if the Cardinals won, it wouldn't surprise me that greatly, but I will take the Niners to win by at least a touchdown, but still not enough to cover. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous just because rookie Kyler Murray. What? Yeah.
Ooh, jeez.
I know.
Diving into the weekend either feeling good or
feeling awful. Which,
or you got some chasing to do.
Yeah, I had a rough night on Wednesday night last night when we recorded this podcast, if you're catching it on the weekend. And I had the Bucs, and I just knew it was too good to be true with them -3 on the road. And so I lost that one, but I came back with Utah -6. So I'm even on the week. All right, let's go to Sunday. We have an 8:30 a.m. start. Love it, because I'm off this Sunday. I could wake up in my pajamas and watch this game. Houston Texans taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Texans, 1.5-point favorites. Do you think is this game in London, right?
Yeah, I've got to like the Texans in this one.
Same here.
If I'm as into Deshaun Watson as I am.
Same.
And I think that the Jaguars are fine. They're a fine team.
Right.
But there's no home advantage here. I guess Jacksonville's played in London a bunch more times.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, I think this makes Houston. This is their first trip over there.
Yeah.
So now it's just the Packers that haven't gone to London. I like Houston. I like them to cover.
I do, too. I feel like they're trying to trick me into something here with the Jags. I mean, and they're pretty.
I mean, do they get a benefit because they've been to London so many times? Does that matter?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I thought Jacksonville was going to just move to London. I guess the other thing, too, is no J.J. Watt as he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Early start time. I'm taking the Texans.
I'm going to take Houston.
All right, same here. Let's go to the noon games. Redskins on the road taking on the Bills. The Bills opened up as 10-point favorites. That line has went down a little bit. It's at 9.5 right now. I'm going to take the Skins to cover the 9.5 points.
No, I like the Bills a lot in this one.
Bounce back?
Yeah, and Washington's going to be so high, that city on their Nationals win, they don't care about this game. And that's fine because the Redskins don't care about their games either. And the Bills want to bounce back after that loss against the Eagles. I like Buffalo.
All right, Titans, Panthers, also a noon kickoff. Cam Newton already ruled out, so Kyle Allen remains.
Well, there's three different Allens this week.
I know. Kyle Allen remains the starting quarterback. 3.5-point favorites is Carolina against the Tennessee Titans, who 1 week they look good, the next week they look awful. I think they made a good decision in benching Marcus Mariota. I think Ryan Tannehill is the better quarterback. I'm going to take the Panthers, though, 3.5.
I'll take the Titans to cover.
Okay.
They're the one team I never really know how to read.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take them this week. Normally, these teams I don't know how to read, I'm like, screw it. I'm going to take them. I'll take them.
All right. I don't hate the pick. Bears on the road, 5-point dogs taking on the Eagles. This line opened up at 3. It's went up 2
give me
full points.
Give me the Eagles all day.
Eagles?
Yeah, I know that.
I'm going to take the Bears.
You look at the Bears and think, well, how much worse can it get? They'll turn it around. But if Matt Nagy doesn't trust Mitch Trubisky to execute a handoff at the 40-yard line, how are they going to? They're not. I like Philly bouncing back here. I think that win in Buffalo will do a lot for them. Now they're at home. The Bears are all over themselves. Now they're complaining about which hash they kicked the field goal from.
Right.
So this whole field goal thing got even deeper. They're just too distracted. You go on the road. Sometimes that helps. I don't think in this case it will. I'm going to take the Eagles.
It's going to be a revenge game for the Bears. The Eagles knocked them out of the wild card game last year as Cody Parkey double doinked the field goal. But I think the Bears keep it close. I think it's a field goal game. I'll take the Bears plus +5. I want to do Vikings Chiefs here, but on scores and odds, the line has been removed. There's no line for this game currently.
Oh, not knowing about Mahomes?
Yep. Mahomes.
I don't care what the line is. I'm taking the Chiefs.
You're going to take the Chiefs in this one?
I don't care if they're favored by 100 or down by 30.
I'll jump on that with you. I'll take the Chiefs here, too. I think that even if Matt Moore's the starting quarterback, I like what they did against the Packers, just get rid of the ball quickly. They have the better playmakers. I'll go with the Chiefs there.
If this game was at home for the Vikings at noon, I'd take the Vikings.
Yep.
But that's the only time I'm taking Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs have so much speed that they can do so many things pre-snap.
Yeah.
It was a jaw-dropper to see it live. Humble break. I was at the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how good the Vikings defense is, but I like the Chiefs regardless of what the line is.
I brought this up. Like, I'm pretty high on the Vikings right now offensively. I like what Kevin Stefanski, Mike Zimmer are doing there. But defensively, like, their secondary is garbage. They gave up 4 touchdowns to Marvin Jones. And I just find it so crazy that they had 4 different corners on him. They rotated corners, and he burned all 4 of them for a touchdown. I just think that the Chiefs, it doesn't matter who's the starting quarterback. And I think Patrick Mahomes is back this week. Jets, Dolphins, Jets favored by 3. Doesn't that seem low? Sam Darnold probable. He just continues to have, like, the worst year
ever.
Where
is this game?
This game is in Miami. Sam Darnold had mono. Then he had his toenail ripped off.
I kind of want to take Miami.
Me too. I'm going to take the Dolphins to cover the
3.
They may win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami. I think a lot of people want to see the Bengals-Dolphins. I think they play in Week 16.
Both be 0-15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then have that game get flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, God, no.
Which right now I think is Bears somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that would be funny, but now that we're all talking about it, one of these teams is going to win. I'll take the Dolphins here.
Yeah, I think they win. I might sprinkle a little bit on the money. It's only plus +140. Never mind. I'll just take them to cover the 3 points. Colts Steelers. Colts on the road, favored by 1 point.
My boy Ian Eagle on the call.
Yes, Ian Eagle, friend of show now.
Yeah.
Or Ian, as Chuck called him. Colts Steelers. Colts favored by 1. This opened up as a pick 'em. Colts getting all the money right now. They are favored by 1 point. I really want this victory because I have the Colts season win total over 6.5. I got it at when Andrew Luck retired. Love Jacoby Brissett. Love Darius Leonard in the defense. I'm going to take the Steelers, though, to win this game. I think the Steelers beat them at home.
Ooh, no. Why?
I don't know. I just have this weird feeling that they're daring me to take the Colts here. I think they're the better football team. Only favored by 1 point, though. Opened up as a pick 'em. I don't know. Something fishy about this line. I think the Steelers win this game.
I like the Colts. I'm in the point now with the Steelers where I'm not going to bet for them to win. I don't like them. Mason Rudolph could be a fine quarterback.
Yeah.
But not this year.
No.
I don't like what the Steelers have going on. The running back situation still fluid with the injuries.
Yeah, James Conner hurt.
I'm not putting any money on the Steelers. I don't trust that team at all.
We move over to the 3 o'clock spread, and we got the Lions and the Raiders, 3:05 kickoff. This game in Oakland, where the Raiders are favored by 2.5. The Raiders are going to win this game. They're going to beat the Lions.
This is their first home game in like 6 weeks.
I know. Derek Carr is going to have a monster game. I actually picked him up in fantasy because I had a quarterback on bye. Give me the Raiders to cover the 3, to win the game.
Give me the Raiders as well. Our friend Kevin Payne, fantasy guy. Thursdays, 8:35 on The Big Show.
Yep.
That's what I call our show now.
The Big Show?
Yeah, we're The Big Show.
What do you call The Big Show then?
Afternoon Delight.
All right, I like it. 3:05, Buccaneers, Seahawks, Seattle favored by 6. So this is kind of a weird spread. I guess not really, because the Bucs do keep games close. I'm done betting on Jameis Winston for the remainder of the season. Give me the Seahawks minus 6, and give me the over 51. It's opened up at 53.5. Everybody's on the under. Give me the over in that one.
Sometimes Seattle has these games where they lose to bad teams.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
I don't see that being this game. I think that maybe that's why the line's a little lower than you would think it is. But I will take the Seahawks with you, too.
All right, 325 Broncos.
I bet a lot
home.
Of people take Tampa in that one.
Yeah, I mean,
to try to be smart.
Well, that's the thing. I took like Tampa Seattle last week, and they should have won the game. They recover a fumble, run it into the end zone, and the play ends up getting called dead. They review the thing. It's clear that it was a touchdown, a fumble, a clear recovery. Guy takes it into the end zone, and they still screwed me over on it. So I'm done with Tampa Bay. And even, like, Jameis is just a baffling quarterback. Like, he'll throw for 400 yards, but five picks. He could throw a nice deep ball. I don't know. You know when we were talking about wide receivers?
Yeah.
And A.J. Green?
Yeah.
You know who I would like to see the Packers? I mean, it's over now. The trade deadline's already hit. Do you think anybody made any calls on Mike Evans?
I mean, his contract's so bloated.
I know. But he's so damn good. Imagine if he had a real quarterback. Like, imagine Mike Evans with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't get the deal where sometimes Mike Evans is like 10 for 213 and then the next game
he's
four targets and no catches.
I don't think Jameis likes Mike Evans. I don't think anybody likes Jameis. I hate Jameis.
I don't know if Jameis likes Jameis.
He's a weird dude. Browns, Broncos, 325. Broncos at home. Browns only favored by 3. And the Broncos were actually favored in this game. They opened up as a 1-point favorite, but Joe Flacco out. He is most likely done for the year, which
Browns
seems really weird because he just went off on the coaching staff about, which was an awesome rant, by the way, of why the hell they're punting.
Yeah.
Like, they have a losing record. Why punt on fourth down even? Give me the Browns, -3. Baker Mayfield, did you see that interview, though? He stormed out of his...
Yeah, the thing with the Browns is there was a lot of hype on the Browns, and then everyone bought into it, and then they started to lose, and then everyone was like, ha-ha, who, all those idiots that bought into the Browns hype. We all did.
Yeah.
Everyone did.
It's like an all-star team.
You're laughing at yourself. Yeah. Stupid idiot.
There's still... When does Kareem Hunt come back? Is that this week or not? I think that's next week.
Yeah.
Like, they're only getting more Pro Bowlers, and they still suck.
Yeah.
Freddie Kitchens is going to be one and done.
Yeah,
they need
Kitchens
to get a real
sucks.
They got to get a real head coach.
They need Mike McCartney back in there, boys.
It was admirable how Baker Mayfield stuck up for his guy and wanted him to get his shot. But Baker, he's ruining your career, bud. Get him out of there. Packers, Chargers, 325. Packers favored by 3.5. Very, very weird number. I'm going to take the Packers on the money line, -190. I'm going to take the Chargers to cover the 3.5. It's going to be a field goal game. Phillip Rivers, uncomfortable situations. Fourth quarter, every Sunday, on your television, on CBS. Jim Nance on the call. Tony Romo on the call. Kevin King interception in the end zone ends this one. Packers win 24-21. Maybe. I hope.
I took the Packers to win like 35-18 in our video.
Are you nervous about this game at all?
A little bit.
Me too.
I'm going to take the Chargers.
To win?
Just put me down as a cover.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what was weird? So I've been like the Packers hype man, right? Since what, July?
Yeah.
People were coming at me because when we did our power rankings, I put the Niners as number one. And everybody's like, was like coming after me. And I'm like, I predicted this team to go 12-4 and win the Super Bowl. You guys all said 8-8. Like, I have to go on paper with the Niners being the number one team.
They're
in the
undefeated.
Power. They're undefeated. And they beat the Rams on the road, and they hung 51 points last week.
Yeah, against everyone's darling, the Panthers.
God, I hate people. But yeah, I think the Chargers
I like you,
cover.
Though.
I like you too. The Chargers cover this number. 7:20, Sunday Night Football. This is the game of the week.
Oh, everyone loves the Ravens here.
Yep, Patriots favored by 3.5. It opened up at 4.5. It's went down a full point already.
Well, I'm going to sucker in with the public and take Baltimore.
Me too. I think they win this game outright. I'm going to probably sprinkle a little bit on the money line. But, you know, historically, I just get screwed betting against the Patriots. I hate betting against the Patriots. I continue to do it, too. I took the Browns last week, which the Browns actually should have covered. If Nick Chubb doesn't fumble, if Baker Mayfield doesn't suck...
Which he does.
Great
now.
Breakdown right there. Monday Night Football. Do we have a Monday Night game?
Yeah, I think it's the Bucks and the Raptors.
Why do I not have
Bucks
one?
Bucks and Bulls.
Why is there not an NFL football game?
Let me try to think. Who didn't we say? Let me try to think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, that's because I'm on Tuesday.
Oh, it's Cowboys-Giants.
It's Cowboys-Giants, sir.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are favored by a full touchdown. 7 points.
Cowboys.
Giants covering the 7. Saquon Barkley, 220 yards on the ground. 3 touchdowns. Cowboys win 32-29. Yeah, I like that.
No, I like the Cowboys big time.
Really? To cover the 7?
Yes.
All right, that'll do it for this week's picks. Oh, real quick before we let the people go, because we're going to release this a little early on a Thursday. try to make some people some money. I already put in some picks. I got the Miami Heat on Thursday night taking on the Atlanta Hawks, favored by -6.5. Take the Heat. Baylor, West Virginia, Thursday night. Take Baylor, -18.5. Georgia Southern taking on Appalachian State. Give me Georgia Southern, +15. And then I like the Arizona Cardinals tonight, as we mentioned, +10 or +10.5, wherever you could get them at. Although, what was Freem's hot pick? I want to go against that. Did he like Baylor tonight, too?
No, he likes Appalachian State on the money line, but Georgia Southern to cover.
On the money line. Before we let the people go.
I think it's -800.
Yeah, it's -850 right now.
So it's 850 to win 100.
Why would anybody in their right mind take
it? Because this is how Chuck
And you
works.
Can't question him on it.
He won't. This is the most defensive he's ever been about anything. Money line plays work.
So I took Georgia Southern to cover the 15.5. If they win this game outright, I may be the happiest man on the planet. I don't root against people, but
no,
you're
either.
Dumb enough to play it.
I root against. -850 I don't money root line. Against people. I'm not rooting against Chuck.
Root against them.
I'm rooting against what Chuck is doing.
Yeah. He needs to be stopped.
Yeah, he needs to be stopped.
This needs to be stopped. All right.
And it's for his own good.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Win money. Do drinking. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.